This podcast is powered by The Plug.
Damn, Q. Baby, you did that.
What's up?
Got my man Bo in the building.
I see.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Today is a special episode, though. Shout out to the Black Spirits, the taste of Black Spirits.
Wade in the water. Black
Spirits. Wade in the water. Going down this Friday, September 29th. Be sure to look into the description to see the exact location and the actual time, all right, for the 29th. So, we got two special guests in the building, right? We got Birdie Brown. Now, we've done Birdie Brown before, but this is a different Birdie Brown, apparently, right? So, this is from Henderson's Spirits Group, okay. And we've got Birdie Brown Plain Hooch, and then we've got Birdie Brown Wheat Whiskey, all right? So, those are the two that we're going to do today. Again, these are two spirits that are always at the Taste of Black Spirits event. So, if you've seen Allen Henderson, the ex-NBA player, this is his company's two of his company's expressions. So what we want to start with is the wheat whiskey, the plain hooch I'm a little afraid of, but we're gonna get to that in a moment. So let's go ahead and start here. We haven't opened these, so we're gonna see what this cork sounds like this time. Real quick too, though, I did just want to say that I think the story is the same, even though the spelling is different, because we've done a Birdie Brown before, so I think the story might be the same. But anyway, let's get to the cork and see what that sounds like.
So it's weird because we thought we had done this one already.
I really did. And when they asked about it, I was like, yeah, we did that. And I actually went and found the video, and I looked at the bottle, and then I looked at the label on this. I'm like, it's different.
They spell it differently.
It's spelled differently.
The first one we did was Bertie.
Bertie, and this is Birdie.
This is Birdie with a D. So with a D, right. But it's the exact same story.
Okay.
The same woman in Montana who had her own bar.
Okay.
And everything, and had her own farm and grew her own everything.
She also got burned up, right?
Yeah, that's how she passed
away. That's okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I remember that.
So that's not mentioned in the Henderson Spirits Group story, but in the other one, it is mentioned in that story.
Because that was like the bootleggers editions and stuff. Yeah, I got you.
All right, so same lady. Big ups to her.
Yeah.
All right, pause for the court.
Okay. Oh, that's fine.
All right, okay.
Pretty good. I can deal with that one.
Was that synthetic cork? Yeah.
Yep.
It's a nice cork, though.
It's a nice cork, though,
Let's see here.
Yeah, it was snug in there, too. So.
Had to be. That's why I popped like that.
Right.
You got two?
No, it's for our off-camera guest.
Oh.
I thought he was double-fisted.
I'm not doing that. Not doing that. No, not yet.
Like, I ain't going with that type of Sunday, though.
Ain't that kind of Sunday, though. Got a long road trip ahead. All right. Now, it says that it's a wheat whiskey. What does that mean to you guys? Like, obviously, I know that means the mash is different, but, like, when they specify it as a wheat mix, like, what does that make you guys think?
That makes me think of Weller's, because Weller's is a
wheat.
Heavy, wheated bourbon.
Okay.
Yeah. So most of your bourbons have strictly corn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when you add wheat into the mix, you'll have a lower percentage of corn with a nice amount of wheat put into it.
Right.
And that's what they call it, a wheater.
Gotcha.
It's nothing more than just a different ingredient. That's all.
On the nose, it doesn't. Well, this is the lower. I didn't see the proof on that. What was the proof on this?
This one is 90.
Okay, so
90.
It's 90. And surprisingly, I don't smell a lot of alcohol off top.
It's got a nice little bite for a 90 proof bourbon, though.
Yeah.
So this is distilled from wheat, oats and barley.
Gotcha. Oats and barley.
That's the first time I've heard of any of these oats. Being having oats in them.
Yeah.
So that's different. I can't remember any. We usually look at the labels on these things, and we never see right. oats in anything. So that's pretty cool.
And it's not a. I don't smell a. I smell a hint of cocoa or maybe vanilla or something.
Yeah, vanilla definitely.
Yeah.
I get a little bit of cocoa. I get some cedar. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like that cedar taste.
Yeah.
And for it to be 3 years old to have a wood smell to it, I haven't tasted it yet. I can smell the cedar, the wood in it. So that's pretty good for such a young bird.
You can definitely taste it.
It's got some nice legs.
You can definitely taste it. You can taste the cedar in that wood.
Yeah, it's got some nice legs on it too, though.
Yeah. Especially like you said, for being 3 years, 3 years old, it's not really that old. Nice little bite on the end. Not a long finish, but a long enough finish. Like, for me, I know y'all like the Scotch finishes that finish tomorrow. Like, you wake up in the morning, the shit still finishes. I don't need all that, but...
Try to throw some hints. Like, all right, now, man. sure is getting tired right here. But, yeah, it's straight, man. I like the little cocoa taste there. You get that cedar. And I get some kind of... I'm not sure. Maybe some kind of fruit. Apricot, maybe.
It's something that's adding a little
some kind of apple or something.
Maybe apple. I can eat it. And like at the end, like maybe after the finish, you can kind of taste the apple. It's something. I would say apple. I know you mentioned apricots before, and I haven't made that connection yet. Like, well, I guess I haven't had enough apricots.
Yeah, that's it.
I know. So that's why I couldn't make that connection. What you think, angry person?
But
like,
no, I agree with everything, but that cocoa hit me on the back end.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you said cocoa at the beginning, I smelled it on the back end.
Yeah, I smelled it.
I'm getting
and
it.
Because like cocoa and vanilla is like, you know, my two favorite sweeteners in when it comes to bourbon, so I always recognize those.
I call it the best of both worlds.
Yeah, for sure.
Cocoa or vanilla.
For it to be 3 years, it's not a young tasting.
No.
Bourbon. Because normally I would automatically, when something is young, forget it, I'm done.
Don't even want to try it. Yeah.
But this does not have that taste to it.
Yeah, it don't have that alcohol taste, like that strong alcohol taste, you know?
Right, and that's the thing, too. Like, that's why I asked you what the proof was, because, like, when you off the nose, it smells like it could be 80-something. Mm-hmm. Like, it really does. But even with it being 90, this is not a harsh 90, right? So... this is what I'm thinking too. We often talk about the bourbons that kind of get people transitioning. You find something
that's
else
some
in there.
Serious legs on it.
It does. Yeah. Though, it does.
The legs
ain't
no joke. Sticking
to the wall.
Right. Legs ain't no joke, boy. They go all the way up and down.
Sticking to the wall. So I don't know where the conversation is going.
So
long legs on that. Really sticking to the wall. This is nice though, and normally too, I have to be honest with you, sometimes when there's a cedar taste to it, I normally don't like it, but I think there's a good combination between the cedar and like the classic cocoa and vanilla that's kind of offsetting it. So
now this was distilled in Montana.
Okay.
I think this is the first Montana expression we have.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So the Henderson Group they don't have their own distillery yet.
Okay.
But they do have someone they're contracted with in Montana who's got their distillery. Everything is made on their plot of land.
Okay.
So it's all, they know exactly what field is coming out of. So
the wheat and oats and everything is coming organically.
It's coming from them.
Okay.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's kind of dope though.
Yeah. That's what's up.
I like it. All right, so you got our initial analysis, man. So of course, after the break, we'll get back and give you our 1 to 5 Black Power Fist ratings. That's it. I'm going to sip a little bit more. And on the other side of the commercial, we'll come back with our ratings and then we'll go drink some more.
Check out the
commercial break.
2 and 2 and 2, right?
Visit the website right now, www.everybodylovesbbw. That's Beards, Bourbon, Whiskey, the podcast.
The Taste of Black Spirits presents the Cocktail Concierge event. Get ready to indulge in a unique and exciting experience that celebrates the rich flavors of black spirits. It's going down Friday, September 29th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the elegant 525 West Lafayette Terrace Room in Detroit, Michigan.
Welcome back to to another episode of the Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey Podcast. Thanks for hanging out through the commercial breaks. Of course, our whole gang is holding it down, man. I got Angry Principal and Bo in the building. And, of course, man, myself, Q Lewis, holding it down live from the 48205. Let's get back to it, though. We're talking about Bourbon Brown. This time, we're still talking about the wheat whiskey. If you was here before the commercial break, then, of course, you know what our preliminary analysis was. So we're going to go ahead and give it a rating. So, Angry Principal, what you thinking?
Five. I don't remember the price point on this.
Oh, that I don't remember.
I don't remember the price point. Simple. Well, look that up real quick. So, depending on the price point, I'm gonna put this in the 3 range.
Okay.
It's decent for 90 proof.
Yep.
Got a lot. It's definitely got a lot of flavors that you can try to work through, mm-hmm. which is rare for a young bourbon.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give it a good 3.
Good.
I would not mind having this in the rotation, putting it at a bar, and also giving it to people.
For sure.
Or even sipping. Now this is a winter one for me.
Yeah.
I would rather drink this during the winter than during the summer.
Is it because of the cedar?
It's got a heavier feel to it.
Yep. Gotcha.
So, but I'm giving it 3.
3. Okay. Yeah. I can feel that.
So I'm seeing the price point is anywhere from $49.99 up to about $58.
Okay. Right?
Okay. So, taking the price point, if it's at the $58, I'm dropping it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, just because I think there are better, there are other things that you can get at a lower price okay. and get the same thing out of it.
Gotcha.
But if it's at the 49, I'll leave it at the 3.
Yeah.
But if it's at the 58, nah, you got to
Yeah, 58, because so. you at $60 at that point.
Right.
Yeah, you're at $60
right. at that point. So I'm expecting 100 and up.
That's what I was just going to say. At $60, I want 100 proof, at
not
least.
Not a 90.
Yeah.
Now, it does have an age statement on it, which most bourbons and whiskeys don't.
Right.
So, hey, I like putting up where, you know, put your money where your mouth is.
For sure.
Put the age statements. Tell them how much it is, but I like it. I like it.
I dig that. So, Bo, what you think, bro?
Man, I think this is super solid, man. Like, first of all, let me just say this, man. Mm-hmm. Allen Henderson, you know how mad I used to get watching Michigan basketball games back in the day? Rebound by Allen Henderson. Like, he was balling in Indiana. And I was like, will somebody take this nigga? Hey, his fro was always on point, though.
On point. He had the Steve Harvey fro. He had the Steve Harvey jersey.
Yeah, solid. But
he probably had a wig too, though.
No, he was, you know, he's just like this bourbon, man. He was a solid ass basketball player. Obviously, he played in the league and whatnot. You know, just solid player, right? And same thing with his bourbon. Like, you know, I mean, honestly, nothing jumps off at the page at me, right? You know, like it's, you know, some kind of, you know, next level.
Yeah, it's not a phenomenon. Like, right, you know,
it's definitely a lot better than a lot of that bullshit that's out there right now.
That's factual. That's factual.
I would definitely give it. I would say 3.5 Black Power Fist. You know, I kind of dig it. I would revisit it again.
For sure.
I would buy a bottle or two maybe. You know, for one, just to support old boy. Mm-hmm. But for two, actually, I like it.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm on that same boat.
And at the Taste of Black Spirits, cool conversation.
Yeah.
I enjoy talking to him. So,
for sure.
You know,
that's what's up.
Yeah.
And, that's a lot of times, that's the thing, though, right? Like, actually identifying with these people who are selling the spirits. Because oftentimes, you get a celebrity that endorses or has some kind of spirit, there's a disconnection there.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can't really connect with that person. I think that's a lot different with
Casamigos.
Plus, it's weird because I don't normally look up to people.
Oh, yeah.
Normally, I'm looking down at people.
Yeah.
I had to look up. Like,
yeah, he's 6'13". He's 6'13".
He's up there.
So, on that note, I want to say this, too, though. Obviously, it's a black-owned spirit, so that always counts as one thing for me. But the design of the bottle, actually, I like the label.
Yeah, it's dope.
It's a thing. So, again, if you're purchasing this for your bar, not only is it a good conversation piece once you actually get into the story of Birdie Brown, but then it actually looks attractive. So, I actually like the label. On that note, I am going to give it a 3.5, and I'm going to tell you why, though. Reason being is because, again, heavy cedar sometimes reminds me of scotch, and I know we talk about this all the time. I don't really like scotch, but then I keep drinking the shit. But I don't really like it. But now that I've got something that's got a nice mix.
You like it, bro. You just be, bro. You like it.
I've got a nice mix of cedar, vanilla, and cocoa, and I think it's a great combination and it works well. And possibly for me, I think that I'm liking this as much as I do because it's 90 proof. I think at 100 proof with this combination, it might be too much. Like, it might taste more like scotch. So I think this at the 90 is just right for me. So I kind of like it. So yeah, I'm gonna give it a 3.5 on that one. Again, check out the description below so you can check them out this Friday night, from 5 to 11, probably same time. But you'll see all the details in the description, though. Again, shout out to the Taste of Black Spirits events. But yeah, that's where we at with it. So you got three, and we both got three of them, right? Yep. Got you. I did want to, there's one other thing, too, though, about those long legs, right? What a... I'm always curious about this, though, right? Because I always do check it out. I kind of swirl it around to see how, you know, how oily it is. Like, what contributes to that? Because I've never really known, like, what contributes to the oiliness or, like, the long legs.
So number of factors. You know, it's ingredients. It's how you got to store it. It's how old it is, you know.
The barrel.
Yeah, it's a number of ingredients. I mean, factors, yeah.
So for the legs to be this long on 3 years, it's kind of, that means it's surprising.
But that's why I said this is a winner. Gotcha. Sip instead of a summer sip, because it is a heavier feel to it.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Much heavier.
I agree with that.
I got it. So I think we're all in agreement.
Like I said, for 3 years, man, that's pretty good. I'm impressed.
Yeah, 3 years.
In 3 years, you usually don't even want to touch it.
Yeah. Right? Right. I'd rather you not tell me. I'd rather you not tell me. You'd be surprised, but yeah. Right. It's decent for 3 years.
So yeah, I think we're all in agreement that this is a good choice. Of course, everyone's palate is different, so we do suggest that you give it a shot on your own. I wouldn't add anything to it, though. So that's one thing we didn't mention. I don't think we said anything about
maybe like it. For me, maybe a Cuba Ice.
Cuba Ice.
And that's a maybe.
Yeah.
Typically, I'm just going to have a neat, like right. We just had.
Just like we had it. Okay. So. Well, on that note, you already seen what it is, man. This is Birdie Brown. This is the wheat whiskey. All right, so next we're going to move on to plain hooch. So we're not even going to pause for that. I'm about to just drink this.
I'm going to edit this one because I got to watch this.
Right.
You got to edit this boy.
All right, so we've seen what the wheat mash was like, right? So now we're moving over to the plain hooch. All right, so this is still Birdie Brown, still Sam Henderson Spirits Group. I don't ever understand this, right? Because I've seen the plain hooch before. So this is like moonshine for real, right?
Yeah.
Because I've seen a Buffalo Trace, like some clear Buffalo Trace. So like that was the only time I actually seen like a clear like. So what is it?
It's the new make. So
okay.
When they first put it through the distilling process before they put it in the barrel.
Right.
That's what.
So this is what it looks like. Yeah. I got you. All right. So plain hooch. This one is 100 proof though.
100 proof.
All right. So this is going to be a lot higher than the other one. Without the color, I'm interested to see what it's like. I'm thinking it's go, because like when I think about moonshine, I think about like when my old man used to go down to Mississippi and get like that show enough backwoods moonshine.
That shit like 180 proof.
Yeah. Right.
That shit down near pure alcohol.
No, exactly. For sure. So we're going to check this out to see what's going on.
So there's no corn in this. It's oats, wheat, and barley.
Really?
No corn. So that's why it's the first one was a whiskey instead of it being a bourbon.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because there's no corn in it.
Gotcha.
And with bourbons, you have to have a majority corn in the mash bill.
To be a bourbon.
In order
right.
To be a bourbon.
So that's gotcha. Why it's a whiskey okay. Instead of a...
I gotcha.
Yeah, so there's no corn at all in this.
Hmm.
Huh.
I'm curious to see what this is about to be like. Let's check out the cork on this one.
Pause for the cork.
Okay.
All right.
They obviously invested in their court game.
Right.
Got them good bottles.
So first of all, this is looking like 100% Everclear.
I fuck
yeah, Everclear. Don't leave this out at the house because somebody think it's some water.
Whew, I'm gonna take a little bit. Whew.
Oh, yeah.
It smells like moonshine.
Oh, yeah.
Like hella moonshine.
They just took it off the still. Didn't like, cut it with anything, nothing.
I don't smell any sweetness.
I smell the oatmeal. No. I smell
the
oatmeal.
Yeah,
smell the oatmeal.
It smells like you just opened up some Quaker Oats.
Yeah,
it does.
It's overpowering for me. It's almost, it's got a brown sugar to it also.
Okay. Oats for sure.
Oatmeal with the brown sugar. I smell both.
It's definitely not moonshine. Because that moonshine would get your ass right away.
Oh,
put you right in the grill.
Yeah. Mm. It's not bad. It's not bad. Like, so this is the thing. On the taste, there's definitely something sweet that I didn't smell on the nose. And I'm not sure what it is. Maybe it's brown sugar.
It's
like
brown sugar for me. Definitely.
Maybe it's brown sugar.
I'm sitting down at breakfast eating some oatmeal right now. Hmm. That's not a knock on it.
Yeah, no, for sure.
That's just the one thing that's prominent in it.
I actually like it, right? Because of that, though, I think that this is a different kind of sweetness for me. Normally, I'm with the vanilla and the cocoa, but this is something a little different. And I keep trying to compare it to brown sugar, but I don't even know if that's it. It's something, though. But definitely the oats is on the nose is overpowering. So now I taste it. I feel like I'm just eating a handful of oatmeal with something in it, though. You say it's brown sugar?
To me, it's brown sugar.
What you say on the sweetness? Got
that. There's some sweetness there.
Yeah.
I really can't decipher what it is, honestly, man. Yeah. It's got a nice taste to it, you know.
It's
flavor profile.
Interesting.
It's okay, you know.
What you think about it, though?
Now, on their website, they offer several mixed drinks, some cocktails, and they put the recipes on there.
I can definitely see that.
So using this.
I wonder if they make this with some agave. You know what I mean? That's you know.
So agave has some sweetness to it. Yeah, it does. Yeah, so agave is what they normally use in tequila or whatever.
Right.
You know what? I can see that. I can see that, but it doesn't mention agave in there at all.
I can
definitely see that, though, because it does have that kind of... And maybe that's just because...
That kind of, like, that initial bite, like tequila has.
Kind of like tequila has.
A little bit.
So you talk about that breakfast sip? This is it.
The breakfast sip.
Like, I'm having breakfast.
Oats, wheat, and barley.
So what you think about it, though? But what you say, man?
This is okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of the plain hooch.
Mm-hmm.
I am a fan of the whiskey.
Yeah.
But the plain hooch,
mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'd give it 2.5 Black Power Fist. You know, I don't think I'd revisit it again or anything like that. You know, not really for me. And I'm having a hard time mentally getting over that it's clear. You know what I mean?
That might be a part of it. That really might be a part of it.
That's honestly a lot of what it is. I'm looking at it like,
like, what is it?
You know?
So,
yeah.
All right. What you saying?
I'm gonna give it a solid 3 again because I know it's new make.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's the oats come through. The fact that it's not corn is totally different mash bill than what we normally deal with. I'm gonna give it a solid 3. I mean, especially if you're gonna mix this into anything.
With the mix, I can definitely see that.
I'll be interested to have a couple mixtures.
Yeah, if you don't want tequila, this is the way to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's funny that you mentioned the agave, because it does remind me of tequila, or at least some kind of moonshine that is reminiscent of tequila.
What's you ever had the tequila? Was it Reposado or whatever?
Yeah, Reposado, because it's got that little sweetness.
Right, it kind of reminds me of that a little bit.
I can see that. Now, and I'm gonna tell you what's different about this too. Like I'm actually going to only on the strength of the week, like I'm gonna give it a 2.5 as well. But I'm gonna tell you what's different about this plain hooch though, that I don't do with any other bourbon or whiskey. I'd be willing to take shots with this. Like I think because it's so it keeps reminding me of tequila, I think I'm gonna take shots of it. It's cause it's clear though. I think it's like you said, I think visually it's really throwing me off.
So this is a mental thing. Instead of,
I think so. For me, it is anyway.
With your mind. I get it.
And just off the nose profile, though, it smells like
but
almost
to know
like
that
tequila.
This started off one, and it ends up being this.
Right.
That's what I'm kind of enjoying the process of tasting the first one. Mm-hmm. And then now we know exactly what it started off as. That's kind of cool. The little journey.
That is cool. You know,
and it's
cool.
A mellow 100, though.
Yeah.
It's a very mellow 100.
The proof's not a problem at all.
Yeah, it's a mellow 100, for sure. But I'm taking shots though. Like with this is just a party starter. Shots for everybody.
What's the price point on this one? Do we know?
No, I didn't check that one either. So, I think that what would change? Cause I'm at a 2.5 now. As long as it's not more than, like, as long as I don't want to pay more than 50 for either one. I mean,
honestly,
you know what I'm saying? On the strength of it being 100 proof, I'm guessing that it'll probably be around that area. Even if it's a little less expensive, I'd be cool with that. But again, it's funny that Bo mentioned it, but I'm really feeling like that though. Visually, I think I'm having a hard time. As soon as I look at it off rip, I'm thinking vodka or tequila. And then I smell it, and I'm like, oh, shit, it's 1800. Right. I'm thinking 1800, like, off rip. I mean, a lot better than 1800.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely a lot better than 1800.
Not that, but.
The price point looks like anywhere from 40 to 48 bucks.
Okay. Yeah. Doable.
Definitely
sure.
Doable.
Yeah, it's doable. So, yeah, I say you got a three.
Three.
You got a three and then two 2.5. Still, I think an excellent choice for either one. Again, I think for me at least, if I have to choose between the two, I definitely would enjoy the whiskey more so. Either one or both, I'll actually still have on the bar. Interesting story behind Birdie Brown, and then both labels are actually still good conversation pieces.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna buy both bottles just because.
So again, solid choices by Henderson Spirits. You obviously got some other things too. I know the Bullocks is there too. Yeah, the I Bullocks, believe. Yeah. Now Bullocks is good, but like it's basically old fashioned. So
flavored whiskey. So.
It's flavored whiskey.
What about availability? Is this? Have you guys seen it a lot of places or whatnot? Because
I haven't seen a lot of places.
I'm sure I've seen it, but I haven't really been looking for it.
So
when we
talk to Alan Henderson, he said that Michigan, they were having an issue, or they were trying to get it up into Michigan now. Mm-hmm. But you know, Michigan is weird when it comes to different distilleries. So,
yeah.
But it's definitely Indianapolis or Indiana and Kentucky. I believe it's available in the local area. And I think Illinois, if I saw the map, if I remember the map correctly.
Okay.
But they were having issues trying to get into Michigan.
Michigan is always a problem.
Yeah, they just push everybody out.
Say they don't want to make no money. Right. I don't know what that is. All right, so you've heard it here first. We went through the wheat whiskey and the plain hooch. Both are great ideas. Make sure that you do check them out. We are actually, I think all three of us are preferring the wheat whiskey. And again, I know I said this a few times already, but I think visually, it is just throwing me off. It's literally just throwing me off. Still good, though, and surprisingly mellow for 100 proof. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I like it, though. We're going to continue to drink, but we will definitely see you guys this Friday at the Black Spirits event at the address listed below, because right now we're drinking, and I don't know what the address is. So you can read it in the details below, all right? That's it. So we'll see you guys next week. Till the next time, you already know what it is. BBW, that's Beards, Bourbon, Whiskey, the podcast. Got my man Angry Principal in the building.
Drink what you like, how you like.
Got my man Bo holding it down.
Ross. Holla at me.
Right. Come to the event.
The event, bro. I say, y'all.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man.
Peace out, y'all.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.